Hello, welcome to Odd.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you for your company. This week, it's an Odd.80s artist selection, Closer to Movement, Bridging the Gap. Well, it was both the end and the beginning. Joy Division's second album, Closer, released in 1980, just months after the suicide of the band's lead singer and lyricist Ian Curtis, was a record burdened by the tragic circumstances that preceded its coming. Joy Division had already made themselves known and changed the history of punk music a year prior with their iconic debut, Unknown Pleasures. Probably one of the most definitive and iconic albums in the post-punk movement. Closer was destined to sit in the shadows of its influential precursor, but in retrospective, Closer became more widely recognised as a seminal release of the post-punk era. It's an album that is absolutely heartbreaking and soul-destroying from a lyrical standpoint, and the dark and cold atmosphere that the production provides, probably a perfect backdrop for the lyrics. On Closer, Joy Division had perfected the sound that made them the pioneers of a genre that became a bit of a melting pot of punk, post-punk and gothic rock. The crowning achievement probably was the album being declared the New Musical Express Enemy Album of the Year. Despite the emotional upheaval of the loss of Ian Curtis, the remaining Manchester trio of Bernard Sumner, Peter Hook and Stephen Morris were adamant that they would continue making music regardless of where it would lead them. The beginning of this new incarnation was New Order, and the first album they gave us was the 1981 release Movement. The album is the sound of a band in transition from the post-punk sound of Joy Division to the synth band New Order would become several years later. At the time of its release, the album was not particularly well received by critics or audiences, but in the decades since its release, retrospective critical reception has been very positive, with reviewers praising the album and its role as a vital transition moment for the band. Both albums were produced by Martin Hannett, who was crucial to the band's sonic architecture, but his inability to cope with the loss of good friend Ian Curtis proved to make him a very difficult contributor to the production of Movement. This week in Odd.80s, we take a listen to this bridging moment in the career of this highly influential band. We'll take tracks from Joy Division's finale album, Closer, and New Order's debut, Movement. Let's begin the program at the end, shall we? With selected tracks from the 1980 and final Joy Division album, Closer. We'll be right back.
way. This is the way, step inside. 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 You see the horrors of a faraway place. Meet the army
This is a crisis, I knew had to come. Destroying the balance I'd kept. Doubting, unsettling, and turning around. Wondering what will come next. Is this a role that you wanted to live? I was foolish to ask for so much. Without the protection and infancy's guard, it all falls apart at first touch. To a close, brutally taking its time. People who change for no reason at all, happening all of the time. Can I go on with this train of events, disturbing and purging my mind? Back out of my duties when all said and done, I know that I'll lose every time. Moving along in our God-given ways, safety is sat by the fire. Sanctuary from these feverish smiles, left with a mark on the door. Is this the gift that I wanted to give? Forgive and forget what they teach. Or pass through the deserts and wastelands once more, and watch as they drown by the beach.
This is an alt.80s artist selection, and in this edition, the transition moment for the band that was Joy Division and became New Order. You're currently listening to tracks from Joy Division's 1980 album, Closer. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
beyond the day in hand. There's nothing there at all.
Thank you.
these rituals showed up the door for our wanderings. Open that shut that slammed in our face.
This is an Alt.80s artist selection, and in this edition, the transition moment for the band that was Joy Division and became New Order. We've taken a listen to some selected tracks from the second and final Joy Division album, Closer, a haunting and atmospheric album that has long been regarded as a seminal work in the post-punk genre. Released in 1980, just months after lead singer Ian Curtis's tragic suicide. We now make the transition from the end of Joy Division to the beginning of New Order, a band whose early years were initially overshadowed by the post-punk legacy of Joy Division, but continued to mix punk and new wave and eventually restored the use of dance beats into modern rock. New Order sold millions of records and became a global force, mutating from dance music to pop to rock and back again as suited them. The reincarnation began with the 1981 album Movement. On this album, the initial trio were joined by Gillian Gilbert on synthesizers, whilst also retaining the services of Martin Hannett as producer, and proceeded to become the flagship band for the Manchester-based independent record label Factory Records. Commenting on this transition album, bass player Peter Hook commented, "Movement was like a Joy Division musical album with New Order vocals. It really was a bridge into New Order, and it's very important for that. I must admit that playing it live, as I did in its entirety recently, I realised what an absolutely fantastic record it is." Let's take in some tracks from this fantastic New Order album, their 1981 debut, Movement.
We'll be right back.
This is an alt.80s artist selection, and in this edition, the transition moment for the band that was Joy Division and became New Order. We're currently listening to tracks from their debut album, Movement.
Thank you.
This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. And you've been listening to an Alt.80s artist selection, focusing on the transition moment of Manchester band Joy Division, who evolved into the synthesizer-driven dance outfit New Order. Hope you enjoyed the program. For more alternative 80s music, join me again next Tuesday from 6 p.m. on 2MCE.